President Nicolas Sarkozy is fighting desperately to hold on to his job, with just 5 days to go until the French presidential runoff against socialist rival François Hollande. Both candidates have been trying to appeal to supporters of far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who placed a very strong third in the first round of balloting. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
Marine Le Pen made big gains in many French regions. Her supporters are said to be largely working class or agrarian. That makes the wine-growing region of Burgundy prime Le Pen territory. In the tiny village of Chambord-Musigny, a table of vintners toast their centuries-old way of life and Le Pen's success. She got nearly 20% of the first-round vote. That's nearly twice as many votes as her father got when he shocked the nation in 2002 by making it into the second-round presidential runoff. Wine grower Rémy Bourceau says there are two main reasons why more people are voting Le Pen.
Europe and immigration. As a wine grower, it's Europe that dictates my life. We have lost our sovereignty and this has killed our small businesses and artisans. We have got to get out of the euro currency. And with unemployment on the rise, we hardly need mass immigration.
Yes, people are waking up.
François Fabin, a day laborer who picks Bourceau's grapes, puts it more bluntly. If you go to the hospital in the town of Dijon, you'll see all the African women who come here to have their babies, he says. We're working to pay for the rest of the world. We can't do it anymore, and the National Front says stop. Despite the tranquil beauty of Burgundy's stone villages and church spires, and the orderliness of neat rows of vines stitched across its hillsides, all is not well here. This presidential election has laid bare deep French fears over issues such as globalization, economic austerity measures, and national identity. In the blue-collar Burgundy town of Montbard, a metalworks factory supplies parts for the powerful French nuclear industry. With jobs to be had and virtually no foreigners, local newspaper editor David Regazzoni says he can't figure out why the people of Montbard are increasingly voting for the far right.
Perhaps they are afraid to lose what they have, to lose their job. They are afraid by Europe, they are afraid by globalization, even in a rural country like this.
Families are enjoying lunch in a Montbard cafe. Frédéric Ravenet, a local socialist official, is with his small son. Ravenet says the far right's vote here is no threat yet, but their arguments worry him.
Because they are very aggressive toward foreigners, the homeless, anyone living on the margins of society. And I think hiding behind this kind of a debate is not very healthy for democracy.
Socialist candidate François Hollande called the National Front vote an expression of social anger.
Bonjour.
All across Burgundy, Socialist Party volunteers like this group have been going door to door in an attempt to bring a few of Le Pen's 6 million disgruntled voters back to the mainstream.
Avec une participation supérieure.
Sarkozy desperately needs Le Pen's voters if he is to beat Hollande, and at a recent rally in the Burgundy capital of Dijon, he went after them. But the president's heightened right-wing rhetoric on immigration and security has made some in his center-right party uncomfortable. Nona Meyer, a specialist on the far right, says Sarkozy is taking a gamble.
It's a very dangerous bet because by doing that, he's going to lose the center-right voters who are kind of shocked by the tone of his campaign. And it won't necessarily win Marine Le Pen voters because, as her father used to say, the voters will prefer the original to the copy. And also, in a way, it legitimizes the positions of Marine Le Pen.
In a television interview, Le Pen said both Sarkozy and Hollande had missed the point. My supporters didn't cast their votes out of anger and suffering, she said. They voted to join me. Today, at the party's traditional Paris May Day rally around a statue of Joan of Arc in full armor mounted on her horse, Le Pen advised her supporters to protest both candidates by casting a blank ballot in Sunday's presidential runoff. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.
You're hearing Morning Edition on your local public radio station, which not only carries this program, but helps to put it together. We're glad you're with us this morning. You can continue following us throughout the day on Facebook and on Twitter. Our Twitter handles include at Morning Edition, at NPR Inskeep, and David, it's NPR Green, is it not? At NPR Green.